Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when we begin the week with news reports everywhere about how the heroic Ukrainian resistance has basically stopped the Russian attempts to take over the entire country. Doesn't mean that they have given up on their efforts to take over at least a piece of Ukraine. Some people estimate as much as half of it. The most intense Russian-speaking population, the part that they've already invaded in the provinces that they want to be recognized as independent republics of Donetsk and Lugansk. So what should the United States do? Charles Lipson, frequent guest on this show, a professor emeritus of political science at the University of Chicago, writes, above all, stop dithering over Ukraine. Help Ukraine win, capitalized, italicized, starred. Yes, help Ukraine win while ensuring NATO forces do not fight Russia. Charles, always great to speak to you. First of all, are you as surprised as most experts have been at the fact that Ukraine has been able to fight the Russians to a standstill for more than a month?
It's really extraordinary. It was surprising to me, and it was surprising to all the American intelligence agencies who, like Vladimir Putin, expected this to go very quickly. And the original war aim was to seize Kyiv very quickly, decapitate the government, both metaphorically and I think quite literally, put in a puppet government and then rule the country in much the same way that Belarus is now being ruled. And what's clearly the case is not only did they fail at that, but it's quite clear that they won't be able to put in any puppet government that can actually rule. They'll have to keep a lot of troops on the ground there, and it's not clear they can even do that in the case of Russia.
Well, again, you're talking about a country that used to have 44 million people. They say that there have been at least 5 million now who have run away from the country. But is it not true that many of those Ukrainian refugees, if there is some kind of settlement that leaves Ukraine independent and sovereign, many of those folks say they want to come back, no?
I hope I wasn't too close to you for that cough. The problem with any of these compromise solutions is what makes you think the Russians will keep their part of the bargain?
Well, Putin is well known for it. He wouldn't go back on his word, would he? I'm being facetious.
Ah, irony, my friend, irony. No, the problem is, even if they just try to keep the compromise that's been talked about, that even the Ukrainians themselves have floated, has been Ukraine is formally neutral, but and Russia goes back to holding the territory they did before they launched the invasion. A, it's not clear that the Russians will accept that, because what they want is a kind of contiguous area from up in the north in Luhansk all the way down through Crimea. They want formal recognition that those are no longer part of Ukraine, and in case of Crimea, is part of Russia. And again, they would need a lot of troops to hold that, and it's not clear that the Ukrainians would want that deal. And then others talk about Russia going as as far as the middle of the country, a kind of East Germany, West Germany deal, and I don't think that that's plausible at all.
Yeah, and the alternative to that, you say, and this is a very profound point, is that no Western leader, certainly not President Biden, has come out yet and said straight out, not that I want peace, everybody wants peace, but come out and said, we want Ukraine to win.
That's
why not?
Right. I think that they're fearful that it will provoke more Russian escalation. And that's not an unreasonable fear, but it seems to me that the West has been more deterred by Putin than Putin has been deterred by the West. Biden last week said we never intended the sanctions to deter him, but in fact, not only had Biden said that, virtually every member of his national security team, including the Vice President, the Secretary of Defense, and the Secretary of State, had said it was meant to deter. I think that the point about what would wanting them to win mean, I'm less concerned about them saying it than about the Americans doing something. And doing something would mean giving the Ukrainians really serious anti-aircraft weaponry, giving them much more, both in numbers and in sophistication, weapons to take out both tanks and naval supplies and artillery. These cruise missiles that have gone in and hit oil supplies, for example, in Kyiv and in Lviv, those could have been stopped had we gotten in the anti-aircraft weapons that Eastern European countries that were formerly part of the Warsaw Pact under the Soviet Union have and would like to give to Ukraine, if only the United States would say, well, we're going to resupply them with essentially Patriot anti-missile batteries. I don't understand why it's taken so long. I think that the word I use in my article is dithering, and that seems to me to be just accurate.
But what about, you also say in your article, you recommend the giving of MiGs to the Ukrainians. One of the objections I've heard from somebody who knows something about air forces is that those MiGs are old MiGs, that the Russians have much more up-to-date planes, and that basically whatever we gave them, or the Poles gave them, could be just shot out of the sky as soon as they get up there. Do you think that has any, that question of that strategy has any merit to it?
I do. But if we're going to go with that, then that's all the more reason that we need to get the anti-aircraft, the A-400s and so forth, those in very quickly, and we've been slow on those too. So the reason that they haven't gone in is not that we don't think that they'll be useful, but that we think that they could pose a threat to Putin, who would then escalate.
In terms of escalate, and we're almost out of time, do you think that they would first try to use a tactical nuclear weapon against, say, an army base? There are 150,000 Polish troops close by. Would that be a likely target for Putin?
No. I think that but this is just a guess, right? My guess is that they would use it within Ukraine, not against a NATO member. And then the question for NATO is whether the predictable spread of radioactivity over NATO countries constituted an attack on those countries.
It's all incredibly perilous. We will be right back on the MedVed Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now, 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Yesterday, while even some millions of Americans were preoccupied, at least for a couple of hours, actually 3 hours, 3.5 hours, preoccupied with Oscars and other foolishness, but enjoyable foolishness for some of us, Vladimir Zelensky accused the West of cowardice. While another top official said Russia was trying to split the nation in two, like North and South Korea. Zelensky made an exasperated plea for fighter jets and tanks to help defend his country from Russia's invading troops. Russia now says its main focus is on taking control of the eastern Donbas region, an apparent pullback from its earlier more expansive goals, but one which is raising fears of a divided Ukraine. And this is exactly what Charles Liston was saying, which is the idea of a partition. Partitions don't work so well in bringing a state of peace. Now, it's true that in the Korean War, when they divided North and South Korea, there hasn't been a resumption of full-scale conflict. But look at the nightmare nation that North Korea is. And there's also was no indication of a functioning opposition in the northern part of the Korean Peninsula before the war. And there obviously would be great resistance, even in the Donbas region where it is divided, but there'd be great resistance by many of the Ukrainian-speaking people, the people who identify as Ukrainians, and plus the polling data, to the extent that we have any, indicates that many of the Russian speakers, even in the Donbas, would prefer to live under an independent Ukraine than to be part of Putin's empire. Ukrainian and Russian delegations are arriving in Istanbul for another round of in-person talks, putting NATO member Turkey, which has ties to both Kyiv and Moscow, in the spotlight as an intermediary as the deadly conflict continues in its second month. Now, part of the backstory on that is Tayyip Recep Erdogan, the dictator of Turkey. Well, it's wrong to call him a dictator. He's the strong man. He has been president for a long time, but he's facing less popularity and much opposition right now, and he believes that playing a constructive role in the world as a NATO member and bringing this attack on a country that wants to become a NATO member, bringing that to a close and helping to negotiate peace would give Erdogan new status in the world and certainly within the Western alliance. Before those talks, President Zelensky of Ukraine appeared to offer a diplomatic opening, and this is yesterday, saying that Kyiv could declare its neutrality, in quotes, and effectively end its bid to join NATO in a potential peace agreement with Moscow. But he stressed that any deal must be voted on by a national referendum held without Russian troops anywhere in Ukraine. And whether Russia would permit that is extremely, extremely dubious. And the problem here, of course, is that, as Charles Liston was saying, with any of these agreements, even if they go through some kind of referendum on this peace agreement about, or an agreement not to join NATO, is there any indication that if Moscow loses that agreement, and that that if the people of Ukraine vote no, we want to join the European Union, which is, by the way, much more likely and much less, quote, threatening to the USSR, to the Russian Federation, than joining NATO? Even if something like that, what leads people to believe that Putin would maintain an agreement to accept that? A majority of Americans, meanwhile, according to the Associated Press, say they don't blame President Joe Biden for high gasoline prices, but they're still giving his economic leadership terrible marks amid fears of inflation and deep pessimism about economic conditions. About 7 in 10 Americans now say the nation's economy is in bad shape. And close to two-thirds disapprove of Biden's handling of the economy. That, according to a new poll from the Associated Press National Opinion Research Center for Public Affairs Research. In addition, Americans are much more likely to say his policies have hurt the economy than helped it. which is one of the reasons that it is somewhat surprising that with the negative impressions that Biden has created for so many, a majority of Americans who do not think the administration is doing well, why it's surprising that the Republicans aren't winning by more. Most of the polling that shows what is happening in the congressional elections coming up, most of that polling shows things as relatively close. Republicans with a lead of 2% to 4% in terms of the total number of people who say they prefer a generic Republican to a generic Democrat in the upcoming control of Congress. People clearly do want a much stronger division. They like the idea of a divided government. The Democratic government, the all-Democratic government that we have right now with the Democrats controlling both the House and the Senate, is not popular. And there is more. Ayanna Pressley, remember her? She is the Massachusetts member of the Squad, so-called. She was elected to her second term in this last congressional race in 2020. She praised, in a tweet, Will Smith for defending his wife when he slapped Chris Rock at the Oscars. And then, for reasons unexplained, she deleted the tweet. So it's not there anymore. And then again, the complicated Republican primaries, there's all kinds of polling data on what is going on there. The Jackson, and part of it, has to do with whether people are going to be positively or negatively affected by the confirmation of Judge, Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court. It appears extremely likely that she will be confirmed, and probably with a few Republican votes. Aside from Lisa Murkowski, there's talk that Ben Sasse, based on his questioning of the Judiciary Committee, and Mitt Romney might also vote to confirm her. And there could even be some surprises in that regard. We'll be back with more on The Medved Show.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says he's not walking anything back after his weekend comment that Russian President Vladimir Putin cannot remain in power. The president insists he's not calling for a regime change in Moscow.
I was expressing the more outrage I felt toward the way Putin is dealing and the actions of this man. Just brutality.
Biden adding that he's not concerned that his comments would escalate tensions over the war in Ukraine. The United Nations is demanding an investigation about alleged mistreatment of prisoners of war. The UN wants both Russia and Ukraine to launch probes. This comes after a video showed Ukrainian soldiers appearing to shoot those who are reportedly Russian prisoners. A senior Ukrainian presidential advisor on Sunday promised an investigation into what happened. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, we are approaching the end of March, obviously, and that means that we're coming right into primary season. The election will soon be in full swing, and Kevin McCarthy wants to be sure that he's ready. Because, of course, if as is widely expected, and the odds are overwhelmingly in Republicans' favor. All they need to do is win 5 seats in the House of Representatives, and that's even with a indicted and convicted Republican, Jeff Fortenberry, being forced to resign from Congress. That's happening soon. He was guilty of not reporting and of lying about campaign contributions from foreign sources in his campaign. Jeff Fortenberry from Nebraska. The reason that this is not changing any of the likely outcomes in Congress is because it's considered to be a safe Republican seat, and apparently there's a Republican state senator who's already ready to take his position. In any event, Kevin McCarthy held a gathering at a policy retreat at a resort near Jacksonville, Florida. Everything near Florida. And again, it's not an accident that in such a dynamic state that the governor has emerged as one of the leading Republican prospects to actually win back the White House if assuming that particularly if President Donald Trump does not try to run again for the third time, and yes, he'd be running for the third time in 2024. In any event, at this retreat at Jacksonville, McCarthy wanted to figure out what it is that the party officials would preview as policies that they would offer to the American people as this election goes forward. A lot of people have criticized Kevin McCarthy for not doing this previously. McCarthy hopes that a formal agenda which Republicans spent several days drafting in group discussions, will boost midterm turnout and tamp down any revolts in the ideologically diverse caucus. The California Republican said he would need to move quickly once he takes the gavel, if he is elected as a new speaker, to advance the agenda before internal divisions emerge. It's a Republican nature that they want to take down their leaders. It's just what they do, he said in an interview on the conference. He said, you have a mission and a goal you're laying out to the American public. And it's the kind of thing that Paul Ryan, when he was speaker, and who does not get anywhere near the credit he deserves for things like the tax reform that was accomplished under President Trump. Paul Ryan not only wrote that, he got it through. And but again, were there people who wanted to take down Paul Ryan? There were. Could he have survived as Speaker? I think he could. But it's Republican nature. They want to take down their leader, says Kevin McCarthy. The developing plan has been dubbed the Commitment to America, echoing former Speaker Newt Gingrich's contract with America. And that was in 1994 when the GOP actually won, believe it or not, 55 seats. They won 10 times as many seats as they need this time. And the party's unity behind Mr. McCarthy comes over a period of turmoil following an election in which the GOP lost the White House, but House Republicans sharply cut into the Democrats' majority. As minority leader, Mr. McCarthy had to manage a series of controversies involving far-right members, including Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene. He pushed Representative Liz Cheney out of leadership and tamped down disputes over a bipartisan infrastructure plan. At the conference, Republicans cheered a parody music video of the 1966 hit single Snoopy versus the Red Baron. And in this one, Representative Andrew Clyde of Georgia sang, "In the nick of time, a leader arose." And it was Kevin McCarthy that the conference chose. Well, okay. The only problem with this agenda that Kevin McCarthy is talking about is this. He says by this fall, he will have this agenda which is designed to do these three things. To combat inflation, good. Boost U.S. energy production, good. And secure the southern border. Not achievable when you're not working with the president, because that is a federal matter. There's no way that the Congress can, with a presidential veto, impose its will on the issue of border security, as important as it is. If we're able to win on that kind of agenda, then we've got a clear direction and a mandate to do those things, and then building that coalition is a lot more straightforward, said Steve Scalise, the number two House Republican. While the GOP majority's prospects for making new law are slim, as President Biden can veto legislation he opposes, the party also plans a series of investigations sought by GOP voters. These probes are expected to focus on such subjects as the power of large technology companies and the origins of the COVID-19 virus, as well as Mr. Biden's son, Hunter Biden, and Chief Medical Advisor Anthony Fauci. Can I tell you, this is a way to lose the election. If what you were promising is more of this crap that we get on both sides of constant investigations trying to destroy people and trying to replay conflicts from the past, I mean, is this something that the American people want to vote for? Is rather than tackling the budget, rather than tackling the inflation problem, rather than tackling the other problems that that McCarthy mentioned, is a new investigation of Anthony Fauci? Wouldn't it, and for what purpose exactly? To score political points. He says that Republican voters want this. I think Republican voters want an improvement in the country's state. And one of the things that is going to be a very big issue in this election, and by the way, there'll be some Democratic support for it, is actually increasing defense spending and making sure that we are not so terribly intimidated by any Russian mention of nuclear weapons. The idea of Russians using tactical nuclear weapons against and coming right up to the Polish border. Again, Charles Lipson was saying he thinks it's unlikely that they would choose to attack even a military installation that had NATO troops in it, including Polish troops. If Putin believes he is losing the war, one of the things that would go for him like that would be the unpredictability of what the administration would do. Now, President Biden has said we're not going to allow the fighting over even one inch of NATO soil. And yes, that's good. That's a strong commitment. But then what does that mean? What do you do if there is an attack on NATO soil, particularly if there's an attack that involves chemical weapons or, God forbid, nuclear weapons? Where do you attack Russia? Do you then hit Ukraine, punishing more and just try to aim very directly at Russian troop concentrations at Ukraine? Or do you, in fact, go over the border? The entire thing is so fraught and so complicated. The idea that we want to make as a priority, as Republicans, going through other investigations, and especially given the fact that Hunter Biden is still being investigated by that U.S. attorney in Delaware. Do we need more congressional investigations, or do we have enough on that? We will be right back on the MedVet Show.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results. And after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone. But the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone. And so, therefore, my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833-654 pain.
The Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College promotes the principles of faith and freedom and equips the next generation of American leaders. Through bold opinion pieces, academic conferences on important topics, and examination of key figures and events in American history, the Institute and Grove City College stand apart from the indoctrination that's dominated much of higher education. The Institute for Faith and Freedom offers a brand new online course with scholar and historian Dr. Jay Cost on the mind of Madison in the midst of dysfunctional politics, the life and insights of James Madison can remind us of long-lost truths. What's politics supposed to accomplish? How should the people influence their political leaders? Go to faithandfreedom.com to learn more about their work and to take this new online course on the mind of Madison. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
About the Civil War, that we were supposed to be heading toward, that Americans were going to be fighting in a civil war, and the states would divide, and the parties would divide, and the people would divide, and we'll all be shooting at each other and tearing the country apart. Don't you hear a little bit less of that recently? First of all, one of the ways to answer that kind of fear is to learn about the real Civil War, and you can do that by going to MedvedHistoryStore.com, easy to find, and take a look at all of the material about the Civil War and about the Revolutionary War and about America's great struggles and divisions over the years. We have about 100 different history show topics that you can select, and they're all free to download for your deepening understanding of to stream. They're all available for streaming at MedvedHistoryStore.com for free for MedHead Plus members, and that costs 22 cents a day. So cost a little, you learn a lot. Go to MichaelMedved.com or MedvedHistoryStore.com. We're just talking about what happened to all that fear about the Civil War, and there have been polling efforts that have shown that there are not a small number of Americans who believe we were on the verge of a Civil War, but you hear less and less about it. And why would that be? I make the argument in a Newsweek column that the main reason that the fears of the Civil War have gone away is named Vladimir Putin. It's because the response to this Ukraine situation has been so unifying, and it puts away the idea. I think it's much less likely for people to describe their opponents as evil. I know there were a lot of people who didn't like the way that Senators Hawley and Senators Cruz and Senator Lindsey Graham behaved with Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, but the evil word that had been so flagrantly and frequently used by people on the left to describe Republicans, and by the same token, you have less Republicans who come out and say, oh, the Democratic Party is an evil institution. When you're facing a common danger and you're facing an individual like Vladimir Putin, who's a definition of evil, he's a murderer, he's a killer, and he's a destroyer of homes, of families, of children's lives. This is evil, like other people in history have been evil. And yes, you've heard the comparisons to Hitler and to Stalin. Well, not yet, but that's partially because America has been more ready to at least block the advance of this poisonous evil. And one of the things about this Civil War and the fact that this is, again, bringing Americans together, Sean Penn, remember him? He was been in Ukraine and spending a while in Ukraine. He's doing a documentary about this war and about Ukraine's basic struggle for survival. Sean Penn appeared on CNN and said the Oscars must allow Ukraine's President Zelensky to speak. The actor who's currently filming a documentary about the Russian invasion spoke to Jim Acosta of CNN on Saturday over this weekend, and he shared his thoughts on the rumors that Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky would make a virtual appearance at the award ceremony. He should have. It would have been uplifting. It would have been memorable. It probably would have helped ratings, not hurt them. Who is more popular? What movie star is more popular right now in America among liberals, conservatives, moderates, people who are not political than Volodymyr Zelensky? There aren't any. That Sean Penn, who took home the awards for Best Actor twice for Mystic River and for Milk, told Acosta that the Oscars must have Zelensky on the program. Otherwise, viewers and guests should boycott the ceremony. If it turns out to be what is happening, I would encourage everyone involved, though it may be their moment. And I understand that to celebrate their films, it is so much more important their moment to shine and to protest and to boycott that Academy Awards. I myself, if it comes back to it, when I return, I will take my Oscars and smelt them in public. In other words, melt them down. And I pray that's not what happens. I pray there have not been arrogant people who consider themselves representatives of the greater good who have decided not to check in with the leadership in Ukraine. So I'm going to hope that it's not what happens, and I hope everybody walks out if it is. Well, it wasn't what happened. And here's my advice to Sean. I mean, first of all, bless him for being good-hearted and for his passionate commitment to this cause, which is a cause of decency and humanity. And the advice is very simple. Sean, you take your Oscars, your two Oscars, and you auction them off. Give them to somebody else. And then take that money, and it probably would be millions of dollars, certainly hundreds of thousands of dollars, certainly hundreds of thousands. And you send it to help buy weapons to allow the Ukrainians to actually prevail in this conflict. And that would be the best possible use for... And by the way, his performance in Mystic River was darn good. Milk, I think, won for ideological reasons. It was not about a dairy farm. It was about the first gay member of the Board of Supervisors in San Francisco, Harvey Milk. There's a piece in the journal that's also very important for people who care about the future. We'll get into this more deeply. And as Mr. Putin's army has faced fierce resistance from Ukrainian forces strengthened by large infusions of Western weaponry, concerns have grown in Washington and allied capitals that Russia could be considering using a so-called tactical nuclear weapon to wipe out the Ukrainians, basically, on the battlefield. Such weapons, which generally have less powerful warheads than a strategic nuclear weapon carried on an intercontinental ballistic missile, were part of Cold War military thinking, though they never figured into arms control agreements between the U.S. and Russia or the Soviet Union. In other words, not impacted by arms control, could they still be used? And what does America do then? We will get to that. If you are looking for a movie that was not last year, it's this year, brand new release. It's available on Netflix now. It's a movie called Windfall with Oscar nominee Jesse Plemons and Jason Segel and Lily Collins, all in a tense hostage situation. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
A tech billionaire played by Jesse Plemons and his glamorous wife, Lily Collins, plan a weekend getaway in their vacation home. But when they get there, there's a mysterious stranger, Jason Siegel, who's already broken in, making for a tense melodrama, Windfall, now streaming on Netflix.
This guy breaks into my house.
I owe you something, right?
You owe a debt to a hell of a lot more people than just me.
Well, the payoff here is superb acting, with each of the three characters providing an intriguing mix of sympathetic and hateful elements. You never know their names or get too much of a backstory as the tense standoff unfolds with meticulous attention to detail. The problem is that even after the resolution, there's still big questions about what actually happened and whether the audience should feel horrified or satisfied by the conclusion. Rated a very strong R for tough language, bloody violence, and sex references. 2.5 stars for the skillful but still mystifying Windfall. And on the Michael Medved show, speaking about still mystifying, there's an argument by Ross Douthat that what we just saw at the Oscars was not just a decline of the Oscars. It represents the end of movies as a meaningful American art form. Is that really true? We will get to that next time. There's also a new number which is just a shocker. 57% of U.S. households paid no federal income tax in 2021. There's actually a Republican senator considered a presidential possibility. He wants to do something about that and make sure that everybody, yes, everybody, no matter how poor, how wealthy, pays in something in federal income tax. Is that an idea worth supporting? We will get to that. And a poll by USA Today. What one word best describes Vladimir Putin? What word wins? Well, the answers generally are not flattering. And we will consider that and so much more next time, Tuesday, in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vine Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol free too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.